This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and today, if you don't know, is National Maple Syrup Day. Now, when most of us think about maple syrup, we think of pancakes, waffles, but if you're a Vermonter, you might already put it in your coffee or on a bunch of other things. Some maple syrup producers are now trying to push maple beyond the breakfast food category. Runamuck Maple is one such business. The company is one of the larger maple syrup producers in Vermont with over 80,000 taps, and they have a sugar house in Cambridge and a production facility in Fairfax as well. And joining me now in our VPR studios with plenty of maple for me to sample, I'm very excited about that, is Laura Sorkin, the co-founder of Runamuck Maple. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. Let me ask first, when did you kind of first realize that maple syrup could be used well beyond breakfast? And what is the vision here?
Well, we started our maple production in 2009, and we decided to go into retail around 2016. And in order to differentiate ourselves just a little bit, we thought we would try a little bit more of infusions and barrel aging. It'd been done before, but we thought that there was a lot more potential. So we started experimenting with different herbs and spices, and we came up with a lot of different things that are really complementary to maple that I don't think people had really thought of before.
Well, let's get to some of the experimentation right now by trying some of this here. You have some lovely bottles here that you've brought in from Runamuck Maple. I'm going to try this first one. This is the ginger root.
Yep.
Infused.
Yep. So that's one of our newer ones, and we use fresh ginger, so it's got a little bit of a kick to it.
Okay.
A lot of people will use that in hot tea. I like to use it in my iced tea in the summer, so you get a little bit of ginger and the maple in there. And we're trying to get people to think outside of the box with maple and use it as more of a general sweetener. You know, honey seems to have made that leap where people think nothing of using honey as a general sweetener, like in your tea or over cheese or in baking. And we're trying to get people to think beyond pancakes and use it for everyday kind of sweetener.
Branch out. I mean, I just tried that ginger root infused one, and immediately the ginger hits you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like a pure piece of ginger you would eat while you're having sushi or something.
Yep.
It's right there, but then it smooths out. It kind of mellows out after that initial hit.
And when you put it on food, the ginger definitely mellows out. That's why we made sure to kick it up a little bit so it would still be there.
Oh my gosh. When people come into Runamuck Maple and you start talking about this, do you, you know, talk about things, give them a list, if you will, of things you can try this on?
Or? Oh, yeah. No. I actually have a degree from the French Culinary Institute in New York. So that's one of my roles at Runamuck, is coming up with recipes for these. Because we do get that a lot, where people try it and they're really wowed by it and they say, okay, now what do I do with it?
The next one I'm trying is the cardamom.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't know a lot about cardamom.
Cardamom is really, really complementary to maple. That one was a real surprise to us. And that one is great, actually, for both sweet and savory kind of dishes. It's amazing over cheese, especially like a nice sharp Cabot cheddar cheese. Really good in cocktails. I'll use it in as a stir fry kind of sauce. Also as a glaze on roasted root vegetables.
I can see this as a stir fry being really delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. And you don't have to add a lot. You know, I am actually, for someone who's a sugar maker, don't have much of a sweet tooth.
Huh.
But just a teaspoon here, a tablespoon there, it really gives some balance. And the infused ones, then you can really play around with them. You get some depth to the dish.
So the last one I'm going to try here is the Merquen infused.
Yep.
I am not familiar with what Merquen is. This is Merquen. With a little accent over the E there.
Mm-hmm.
What is Merquen?
So Merquen is a smoked chili pepper blend from Chile. It's really good on roast meats. It's
roast
actually
meats.
Really great over the entire leftover Thanksgiving dinner. It's great on roast turkey, on stuffing, on Brussels sprouts. It's, yeah, more for savory dishes.
Here we go. There's the kick. There's the spice. Oh, that's fantastic. This is like a whole new world of possibility with maple here. And what's the response been like since you moved into these more unusual flavors?
Really good. We started off, like I said, in 2016, and we headed down to the Fancy Food Show in New York City. It was our first year, so they put us down in the newbie section in the basement, like up against the back wall behind a curtain. And so there we're sitting there thinking, you know, why'd we spend all this money going down there? And it turns out that a lot of the press and new buyers come down to check out the new products. So long story short, Oprah's people passed by. They brought it back to Lady O, and we ended up on Oprah's list of favorite things our first year.
Laura Sorkin is the co-founder of Runamuck Maple. Thank you so much for allowing me to try these incredible infused maple flavors today, and happy National Maple Syrup Day to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.